Centennial is special as Wyoming is special. There is all this space, the sky and the openness, and then the independent characters that live here and come through here, our lifestyle, which is mostly outdoors, where we have access to the Rocky Mountains and to the High Plains. As young children, we had such independence, but we also had responsibility. We roamed far and wide. We all went to a one-room schoolhouse, so there was a lot of interaction up and down the age groups. As so often happens, the school and the school programs were the center of the social universe for the community. This brought together the families of the business owners, the ranchers, the lumbermen, and the Forest Service. All of those families came together. Our parents taught us to celebrate life and the seasons and the natural wonder that surrounded us. So just to start with like what the annual cycle was, it was really fun. Easter was often quite cold, but Clara Hushman, who lived in the house straight across there, would paint Easter eggs for us, and we would have a fabulous Easter egg hunt. Halloween was something else again. The party alternated between the Centennial School, our one-room schoolhouse, and the Buckeye School. So the parents had this rivalry and this pride on who could have the scariest party. In my opinion, definitely the Buckeye School won because they put the haunted house in the barn next to the school, which was unbelievably frightening for young children. But then our mother ended up being a dead witch in a coffin as you came in the door of the Centennial School, which scared the heck out of all of us. And we didn't even know that was our mother, so she was pretty effectively disguised. Following the party in Centennial Valley, we would get in station wagons and go down to George and Roberta Krause's home to trick and treat. And George would put sheets on his cows. So they had ghost cows as we went up to George and Roberta's house. So in the summer, we had fishing with my hands under the rocks. And on these different irrigation ditches along the North Fork River here, there's all these little pools and all these big rocks where the fish will go in and nest. And as young children, you don't have a big profile or whatever. You can sit there and you have nothing to do but wait. And then you just would wait and grab them, especially at the head gates, because they would pool and you could get this whole gaggle of fish. And it was very funny. It wasn't until I was an adult that I ever fished with a pole. And then there was 4-H, and 4-H was a big event here for all of us ranch kids in the valley. One of the fun stories is that my sister has this huge heart, and every animal that she was supposed to take care of became her pet. So when she was little, she had this sheep called Spot, and Spot was like, he was one of those tall Hampshire sheep. And that sheep followed her around like a dog. It was always a problem. Like when the family got in the car to go somewhere, the sheep would be running after the car to come with or whatever. And she used to ride the sheep, and, you know, we used to like hook the wagon or, you know, some kind of buggy on the back of the sheep, and Robin would go for a ride in it or whatever. It was hysterical. In the fall, there were turkey shoots. In the winter, there was skiing up at Medicine Bow, sledding, and ice skating. It seemed that wherever there was a sheet of ice, there would be a gaggle of kids ice skating. And our parents, there were the bonfire and hot cocoa to keep us warm. I had this magical childhood, and we had so much freedom compared to what children have today. We walked and rode our bikes everywhere. Nobody had to worry about anything. It was really nice. So some young people that I know now, they talk and they complain about how the rate of change in Wyoming is so slow, in which I consider such a positive because I have lived on the East Coast where I lived in this area that was like farming land, and you go back like 10 years later and it's completely built up and suburbs and shopping centers and everything. And I make a joke that in the time that I have been away, so it was probably like 30 years, there was like one additional stoplight added in Laramie. So kind of like the community has changed a lot, and yet it hasn't changed. So there are a lot more people here. There are people here that would rather have it be a suburb than, you know, a rural community or whatever. But the spirit of the community hasn't changed. I travel quite a bit, and I go to these different places, and this is unique. We should not take for granted that every community is like this, because it is really special.